Live from the Kumi Studio, where the truth is still true, comes a show that gives you a reason to live. And on the show tonight, a verdict in the murder trial of a New York City rapper who stabbed a woman 25 times in the street in front of multiple witnesses. The jury says not guilty. Well, it's here in New York. We'll explain how that supposedly makes sense. Then we shift our focus to California, where a Marin County man says he wants to be his own lawyer, and he defends himself in court. His defense, rape. This bitch fat. And more rape in Alaska. Authorities say a woman is accused of ordering one man to rape another man who owed her money for a drug debt in a contract rape that I am very sure no one enjoyed. But first, some shocking video. Here we are in Brazil. You might have seen this video. It's been going around online. It's a nice little turn when a man comes to rob some moms and kids who are waiting to get inside an event. He gets a little surprise from an armed citizen. See, look at this. There he goes. And this happens fast. Be ready. Boom! Yes, it did not go as planned, did it, sir? That's an off-duty police officer, as you can tell by the way she kicks the gun out of the way, knows exactly what to do, expects that car to stop. It does. And, it amazes me that she's able to react so quickly, get her gun out, get it all ready to go, and she holds him there, waiting for the cops get over, turn over, you. Look at her stepping on him like that. She really knows just how to handle it, and the man is disarmed, shot, and bleeding. Let's see the shot one more time, if you want to see it again. Pow. Let's have that ready all night. Isn't that as great? That point blank right into the chest, it looks like. He must be seriously damaged from this, wouldn't you say?
You really shouldn't pull a gun on somebody unless you're ready to get shot in the heart. So
that's right, yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Drew in the booth, how you doing tonight, Drew?
Brewing pretty good.
Drew at Compound. Peter also joining us over there, being Silent Peter.
And hello.
And someone whose Peter is never silent, Asian Pat Dixon.
I have a loud Peter, yeah.
He does. His Peter always banging around and shit.
Yeah.
You got that rice, Peter. Speaking of that, we have new developments in the Stinky Dick prison guard story. That's right. A very well-endowed screw there. Now he's facing, well, what could be a very long, hard stretch behind bars. Also, we have a nickname for, you know, we have the news that came out this week about his nickname. He has a nickname, a very scary nickname for his penis. It's Caballo, which means horse in Spanish. I guess you get the inference there. Horse-like penis that he has. Horse, Caballo. What's the buzz I'm hearing over here? There's a buzz in the monitor. Right over here is a fucking thing.
I think that's something with the building. It happens like every other day or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
the
it's
building
happened.
Here at, what's the address here? 213?
213 Freedom West, Studios, New York.
Kumi Studios, Freedom Studios. Yes. Freedom, yeah, that sounds good to me. There's the guy right there. Look at that guy. A prison guard. And now that's his face, right? That's not the dick. Is that the dick?
That's not his penis.
If that's the dick, it's
face.
Really bigger than I even had suspected.
Well, it's the man's face. It's.
He certainly looks. Look, I mean, a guy like that doesn't need to be. He already looks intimidating. You know what I mean? No need to whip it out.
Looks like he'd act like a dick.
Looks like a guy with a stinky dick.
I was going to say, he looks like a guy who would have a smelly dick.
It's like, yo, my dick stink. When you got a dick that big, it is really hard to keep it cleaned, you know, washed. You got to like, there's so much maintenance involved with it. And I'm the one to know, you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
you do
when
maintain.
You just have a gigantic dick, it is really hard to, we have some footage of me cleaning my dick.
I actually didn't get that on the thing. We'll have it for next show.
We'll come back to that.
Yeah.
No guy wants to see a guy's dick ever, you know? I mean, like, why would I want to see dick? I hate that they're trying to do full frontal nudity of dicks now a lot more in shows.
Yeah,
we notice that. It's, like, really common. It used to be, like, there's that one thing that has that.
You know what, too? Sex in the City. I watched Sex in the City with my girlfriend at the time, years ago.
And Miranda took her dick out.
She took her dick out and swung it around Cynthia Nixon's face. She's like, no.
Cynthia Nixon's like, I want dick, but I got to act like I don't.
I'll get my dick from a ginger, frumpy weirdo.
I've seen her before on the train. I have a photo of her on the train. Yeah, back when I used to take photos of famous people when I'd see them. So it's two of the Sex and the City girls that I have seen actually here in New York.
Wow.
Not having sex.
But imagine smelling that. We were talking about seeing the dick is pretty awful, but smelling the dick, you got to be right there. Unless it's that smelly.
You got to be right. Oh, yeah, it probably smells up like the whole, you know, lieutenant's, the whole locked lieutenant's room or whatever it was. Yeah. I forget the way, where exactly this occurred. Yeah.
You know, I was going up the elevator in Secaucus today, the escalator, and the woman's butt in front of me stunk. I smelt it. It smelled like sweet, like kind of like a sweet body funk, that butt smell. That, anyway.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Notable. you know, how somebody on the train sometimes will take off their shoes, homeless person, they take off their shoes. Oof. And man, that shit, it smells up a whole car.
Yeah.
They smell, especially in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And they got maggots and shit on their feet.
Oof.
Dead maggot-covered feet.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That is not good. That's not a good smell.
Came out of McDonald's today and smelled like piss and shit right on 8th Avenue. So as soon as I'm done with my meal, I walk outside and smell piss and actual shit.
Yeah. Which inside McDonald's, it just smells like shit.
Yeah. But then
you get out there with the piss. Yeah. No, it smells like that means that it's coming. Summer's coming.
Okay. I thought it was good luck.
Whenever you smell that shit smell, you know summer is coming in New York City.
Ah, that brand new summer shit smell.
There's garbage season, which is, you know, the intense smell of garbage, and then there's the shit that you smell.
Just everything's normal, guys.
Everything's normal.
Nothing to see here.
It's like, you know, I've said it before, Penn Station, you get off the train when it's hot, and it's just like that hot smell of hot shit.
Yeah.
Blowing right into your nostrils. And it smells like it's right there.
Yeah. And I don't know. And I look around for it. I was like, where's the pile?
And sometimes it is. Sometimes it's right there. Like, especially if you're on an escalator.
Even the drug dogs are like, they're covering their noses.
Yeah. They're like, come on, guys. What am I looking for? I cannot focus with this shit in my nostrils.
It smells the drugs. It doesn't react. It's just like, oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. It's something except shit.
It'd have to be a pretty strong smell. I trained for years to smell this. And, the dogs have a pretty strong sense of smell. We'll talk about that in just a little while when we discuss, an attack by a dog. And I don't think I need to tell you what kind of dog it is. Yes, right? A beagle? No, it was not a beagle. The pit bull terriers are a problem. Let's go to, a little bit of, where we at? Stinky Dick. I got pages of Stinky Dick. Let's provide some details then. Why not? First of all, the first sentence in the New York Post, the lead, they call it. You know, I'm going to try and teach you guys something about journalism. They call it the lead. Now he's facing a long, hard stretch behind bars. Love the New York Post. Never miss an opportunity to make a wiener joke. Or a long, hard stretch behind bars joke. A Brooklyn jail guard found guilty of sexually abusing inmates. He was found guilty. After this today, just today, he was found guilty. Guilty! I mean, this is all like, he said, she said, you know? So I don't know how they found him so guilty. This guy, this other guy, that rapper, he stabbed a guy 25 times, stabbed a woman 25 times, right in front of multiple witnesses, not guilty. This one guilty. Guy should have kept his dick in his pants. After the victims, they gave matching accounts of his giant stinky penis. Man, this is like, in a way, good advertising for him and bad advertising for him. You know, they say there's no such thing as bad publicity, but splashed all over the front pages with your giant stinky penis. That's a draw at best. If it stinks that bad, that it's so, but it's so big and appealing to these fucking whores who are serving time, because they said, and I quote, if he wasn't circumcised, it was big and it was like a hook. It was humongous and curved. If it didn't stink, I would have been all over that shit. All over that shit. A jury found the correction officer, Lieutenant Eugenio Perez, guilty for forcing four women at the Metropolitan Detention Center to perform oral sex on... Oral! That's what he wanted, was oral. Why not just fuck them?
Let me ask you a question, Pat.
Please.
The moment that she says she would have done it if it wasn't stinky, isn't that like sexual abuse towards him saying that he ain't good enough because he's stinky? Like if a, like you say, oh, like a woman, I won't go for a woman because she's got small tits. Like that's fucked up, right?
So yeah, it is. Shaming. It's body shaming.
Yeah. Body shaming.
Yeah.
She would have did it, so it's not really that big a deal, right?
I mean, they should have to let him go based on that. Yeah. Exactly. You're right. You're right. She would have done it. And it's like, well, you can't, just based on the stink alone, we're not going to allow that. But anytime you do anything with an inmate, it's rape or sexual assault of some sort. Did you know that? You cannot, it could be, like I was saying last week, if I believe it was Chloe LeBranch was here. And Chloe LeBranch, not a rapist, but, you know, if she worked in a jail and fucked some inmate, she would be a rapist. Even if he raped her. Think about that. If he raped her, it would be her fault. That's one time you can blame the victim, is if they're a prison guard, I think. Don't quote me on the laws. I'm not here to teach you the law. Not in any official way. Horse in Spanish. Now, Caballo. At the time when he was... when they read the verdict, you know, this guy faces life behind bars, by the way, for making four prisoners blow him. I don't think it should be actually as the penalty should not be as severe to rape a prisoner. They are, you know, if you're not going to let them vote, they are lesser citizens, right? They're second class. If you have an inmate, and it should be like half a person at best. Don't you think? Not listening to the show,
that
are you,
stinky,
Ryan?
No, no, no. That dick is a person of its own. That stinky dick is a person of its own.
You were way off.
Oh, fuck.
You're way off. So what you're saying, oh, wait, but he's merely an accomplice.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
He's
he's the host.
He's the... Okay, I see. Well, the host can be pretty important sometimes.
That's a great point.
You know, and like in the end, it wasn't his brain making the decision, I'm sure. Although, you know, your brain still gets all that credit. You know, you're thinking with your dick. Mm-hmm. But your brain is the one they punish. It goes right along with the dick, right in a cell. He faces up to life behind bars.
Jesus.
Guilty on 23 counts for forcing four women at Metropolitan Detention Center to perform oral sex on him and propositioning a fifth. There was a fifth victim who was like, I heard about that dick. Nah. 23 counts. So, 23 blowjobs, life in prison. Is it worth it for a stinky dick guy?
I don't know what it feels like to receive something with a stinky dick. Maybe it's enhanced. Maybe if he washes it, some of the feeling will go away. But it's a really sensitive situation.
Maybe
there.
It is, yeah. Maybe all that smegma is some sort of a conduit, a conductant, yeah. Like kind of a... What's that? Putting on my head. It's conductant. Dabble, do you? we have some shocking videos to look at in just a little while. Humongous and curved. This one is just so big she wanted to throw up. Do you have a video that I sent you, Ryan, that happens in Las Vegas inside an elevator?
Checking on that right now.
Yeah, look into that. Because it applies to this whole dick so big it hurts situation. If I had a smell, it had a smell like he didn't wash it, take a shower. We're not going to dwell on that. I really wanted to dwell on the stinky dick stuff quite a bit. And I guess, what are we, 15 minutes into the show? So why don't we look at a white commuter who was caught making racist comments, supposedly on the Long Island Railroad. And he bears a certain resemblance to a certain program director of this network. I think that it's very likely. Oh, here we go now.
She was an escort getting frisky with a man before a long night at a Las Vegas hotel.
Not the Long Island Railroad.
She even went too far by pressing her ass to the crotch of the man and twerking as they wait in the elevator. She's probably just teasing him.
In fact, stinky dick.
That is not Stinky Dick. This is another guy.
That's not Caballo.
Not only does she spot and point out the camera, she continues
he's
to
like,
handle
I don't care.
The man.
Yeah, nobody watches those things.
The 27th floor.
Yeah, this is one of my video rabbit holes here.
This rules.
Yeah, so we're watching this happen. As the woman describes, that's my assistant.
I've done stuff in an elevator, and you say the same thing. You're like, nobody watches the fucking elevator videos.
But then they do.
Yeah, people like us, we
when
do.
When something interesting, see, like, I thought this was going to be what happens. The door cuts somebody's leg off or something, but no such luck.
Ooh, look at
come
that.
Come on, come on. She's like, you know it's going to cost you. You know there's a price.
You're coming with me.
The video cuts.
And he's like, yeah, fine, I'll pay you whatever.
Back to the elevator in visible pain.
She's like, oh.
Whoa.
She struggled to walk inside.
She just have
not known what really happened to her inside the hotel, but some believed she got abused by the man, or that maybe the man has a huge package.
There we go.
What?
Maybe the man has a huge package.
Editorializing on
the
robot's part.
I believe that's the end, yeah. She does the same slow walk out. Maybe the man has a huge package. Get it off! Jesus fucking Christ. Can we look at the video from the LIRR, please? White commuter caught on video making racist comments to a pair of black women. Which a pair of black women, it's the lowest hand you can have.
A pair of spades.
Two pair beats it. Three of a kind.
Why is it not?
A man who was upset the women were talking too loud. Let's listen.
You're a loudmouth.
That is Keith the cop.
Oh, I can't listen to you no more, man. I can't listen to your fucking black ass no more. I'm sick of fucking listening to you. Exactly. So shut up. Fucking idiot now.
That does. He has a Keith hair.
And you got twin idiots. We got twin idiots.
No, shut the hell up.
Twin idiots. Twin idiots. Twin idiots. Twin idiots.
Okay, stop right there. Did you hear what the lady just said? Your mother should have swallowed you instead of something something your father's lip or something.
Ooh, okay.
So it's not like she's like, hey, Martin Luther King, civil rights, you know? I mean, she's like giving it back, you know what I mean? It just sounds like an argument. Yeah. How many times have you seen shit like this all the time? But the camera's on him the whole time. Shut up, you monkey, you motherfucker!
Yeah. After the contracts, we can negotiate.
Yeah. All right. Fine, you want to march? It's fine. Just go back to the.
Shut up. Listen
to yourself. Now, stop it again. She said, what are you talking about? An ignorant white nigger?
What'd she say? Oh, you fucking loud mouth, bitch.
Yeah, like your mother.
Yeah, like your mother.
At least I got a mother. You don't know who your mother is? You don't know your mother or your father?
It's father.
He had to go to mother and father because you're a monkey. That's how far he had to go. He's like, that's how embarrassed he was. He said, do you know who your mother is? It's like, this is supposed to be father.
Yeah.
Your mother or your father? He goes, you're a monkey. Monkeys know who their mothers are, sir.
It's like an ignorance contest,
you know, who can be the biggest idiot. Shut the fuck up. I'm quoting now. Shut the fuck up, you fucking loudmouth monkey motherfucker. He did say that. Shut the fuck up, you fucking loudmouth monkey motherfucker. The man screams to the girls who are off screen, I can't listen to your fucking black ass no more. You fucking loudmouth bitch. At least I got a fucking mother. Do you know who your mother is? Here, they quote him on the. You don't know who your mother or your father is because you're a fucking monkey. That's why. Well, those are not nice things to say.
No.
No, those are not quotes, flattering things.
No quotes from the woman, though?
Not one.
See, how come the white man get all the ink?
He gets all the ink, because he's the white man. Because he's the one that they're going after.
She said some funny, cool stuff, too.
Your mother should have swallowed you instead of... Yeah. And now all the profanity kind of fucks it up because, it drops.
She goes white nigger after that.
She called him a white nigger.
Is that not
an ignorant
as bad
white
as
nigger.
Saying the N word? I'm not going to say it, but like.
She said that. He didn't even say that.
Drew, you got to say it, right?
I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, you got to say it.
No,
Peter,
it's okay.
Peter, you have
if
say
it's so. Your first night, you got to say it.
Yeah. They didn't do this to you already?
Welcome to Nigger Club.
What happens to Nigger Club? Gets up late and doesn't show up to work.
I never use that word to disparage anybody of an ethnic variety, though.
No,
by the way, only in reference to the word itself.
That's right.
And I don't. And like, this is the Free Speech Network, so we're allowed to do that. And this is the thing. We're allowed to. You're forced to.
Yeah.
No, you're not really. It's okay. Don't say it. It'll make everybody feel weird. The April 19th shouting match on the evening. They were bound for Long Beach. from Penn Station. That's not that long of a run. Maybe it is. How long does that go? I think Bob Dylan lives out on the island. No, he doesn't. He lives here in the city. Hey, Bob Dylan, how you doing tonight? Thanks for being here. All right. Bob's out there in the stands. You know, I've seen you perform about eight, nine times. And so it's always a thrill when you come and watch me do what I do, you know. Anyway, it's very interesting. Now, we have some actual crime here. Yes. So this all started when he was mumbling under his breath. Now, oh, by the way, the woman here has spoken. She was the target of a racist rant. She spoke out saying that it made her feel worthless and disrespected. That was their follow-up. Let's find out what she has to say. I was put in a position where I didn't know what to do but stand up for myself and not allow this man to belittle me in front of people. Ook, 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 she said. he called her a monkey, remember? 25-year-old Soraya Aurelian. Look, let me explain something. This woman is a fine woman, I'm sure. I'm sure her friend is a fine woman, too.
But?
And I'm sure this guy is a fine gentleman. I'm sure he's a hardworking guy.
Video proof that he's a fine gentleman.
He's like a... I think I know this guy is.
Really?
Yeah, his name's Joey Ham Sandwich.
That's his name.
And he works hard. His middle name's Lunchbox or Pizza. I forget, but oh no! Look, I got no problem with it. You know what I mean? Like people yell at each other, big fucking deal. Yeah. But we report on it because we're reporting on the news. Because who else would? Sure. So we report. I like the Post, but man, they really have gone soft on some of this shit.
A little bit.
I mean, I don't expect them to take a side because whoever's taking the video, you know, they're kind of deciding that too.
Yeah.
You know how much they control? Like when you look at a movie, how you feel and everything, editing and all that stuff, editing and. You know, just what you cut to, what you leave out.
Right.
That's why all these, they're able to rally so much support with, like, you know, the Black Lives Matter and the cops are shooting people for no reason and all that kind of stuff. They edit this stuff. So, like, when you have all the control there, you know, I mean, you're really only, it's one-sided. It's one side of the story.
Subliminal.
I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't, like, kind of, like, try to get her dialogue out of the video altogether, you know.
Or every time she talks, it's like soft piano music.
Yeah,
and then when he comes on, it's like dun, 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 dun. Like suddenly hits you like bad guy. That's a bad guy.
Yeah, you know it's the bad guy because his evil music played. But they were talking at the same time quite a bit of the time. If all I did was get on the train, I didn't expect to be terrorized and threatened by someone. Did you find him to be threatening? I didn't.
Nope.
And we can put the phone number on the screen. Why not? As I requested, and we have. There's no more John and Garrett back there to sort of like, you know, just in case shit goes fucking bad. But that's okay because these guys are skilled now. They're trained. They're fully skilled, talented professionals. And we're happy to have them here. Drew at Compound and Peter at Compound. A writer caught the video of the white man, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I'm a little out of sorts. I'm a little out of order here. Have you had this fucking... congestion thing that's going around that says allergies and stuff. Do they bother you?
It's the spring coming up. But no, I don't get allergies.
It is the spring, isn't it?
I think it's the trees this time of year.
Yeah, the trees. Because they're breeding, aren't they?
Yeah, they're shooting.
So pollen is jizz, and you have a nose full of tree jizz.
Yeah. It took me a while to figure that out.
Pollen is actually jizz.
That's why it does not feel good. It's not natural.
And that makes bees such a strange thing.
They're like, smell that jizz?
Yeah.
Let's go make some honey.
Yeah. Let's go just snort up a bunch of cum.
Imagine your job is just to go around and get cum in your face and then bring it to vaginas.
Yeah, what a fucking
the queen cunt. Yeah. Look at this. Here's all the jizz. Right. Isn't that what they do? They bring it back to the hive, and she's like in charge. Like, all right, jizz over there. Fill up all these little jizz holes. Fill it up in these little in the hive,
you
little
know,
buckets.
Puke up some honey for the humans,
and then we eat it. Then eat all the jizz,
and then we eat it. We're like, give us all the jizz.
They have the gift of flight just to go around and seek cum. Fucking little creeps, mm-hmm. just all around, mm-hmm. and then they have the right to. They have the nerve to sting you. Unreal.
And then they sting you. Like, look, I got a fucking belly full of cum. I'm trying to protect you. You know
it's
what?
Not a stinger,
if I don't get this cum back to the queen, I'm fucking toast. It's one sting for you. Get away from the cum.
Oh, man. Bee cocky.
The cum queen.
It's a boo cock bee.
So if you... a bee cocky.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. Verdict in the murder trial of a New York City rapper, 34-year-old Amar Davenport, who stabbed Morgan Freeman's granddaughter 25 times in Washington Heights Street in front of multiple witnesses. Not guilty. Found not guilty. He has been he was charged with second-degree murder in the fatal attack on 33-year-old Edina Hines, who was his girlfriend at the time. And he was convicted on a charge of manslaughter, however. So he is convicted of that. After the defense argued that Davenport, look, I mean, it's not like he just did it. He was on PCP. Please, he was on PCP. You can't hold him responsible for the shit he does on PCP. What, are you crazy? He did, it's not like he intended to do that. He's out of his mind on the PCP. How is that a defense? Look, clearly, Your Honor, our client was on heavy drugs when he killed. They did the same thing when the guy was on coke and he killed 10 people, shot him up in the 70s. That guy's out now because they gave him such a lenient sentence. He killed 10 motherfuckers. I mean, 10 fine citizens, whatever, 8 kids, and he got out because he was on coke. Well, this guy, Lamar Davenport, reduced crime of manslaughter, not second-degree murder. When you stab somebody 25 times, I mean, to my eye, if you're watching that, well, I think he intends to kill her. I think he intends to make her bleed to death. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying PCP does not really make a so, but that's not the only mitigating thing. Also, this. This is a video taken the day he killed her. It has sound. This is the killer, Lamar Davenport, and his friend, White Guy Joe. MC White Guy Joe, and they're listening to some stuff. They're hanging out. And now Edina is the one behind the camera, by the way. Looks like one of those long mornings. They're listening to these things. This is just to give you a little bit of we don't need to listen to all this. We can go forward. I thought I sent you one that cut straight ahead, but we can't do that on here. So, yeah, when he starts yeah, what the fuck? Let's watch the whole thing. He sounds like a nice guy. Each tape killer.
Looks like a nice guy. Looks like J. Cole. J. Cole with a man bun.
I mean, like, it is strenuous.
It is strenuous.
It is strenuous.
It's strenuous.
Listen, for hours, and a lot of the now, be walking around.
Like I said, Edina there with the, what?
I just paused it.
Go ahead, keep it going. I'm just trying to make it so that people know that there's something happening.
Okay, yeah.
But you catch.
She gets it. She moves the camera too close.
That is kind of infuriating.
Now listen to her responses.
Yeah, it's just one.
Make sure the volume's up.
Off. I don't want it. I don't like it. I don't want it. I don't like it. I don't like it. Right. Turn the light off. It's a realistic view of where we're at in time, space, melodies and melanies. I don't like it. It's like the brother. Turn the light off.
I don't know what light you're talking about.
Yeah, but turn the light off. I don't care if what you're doing you do, but take that light away from me. I don't want that light there.
That's fair.
Yes, please.
Am I to walk toward it and die? Turn that off.
I don't know what the light is.
You don't know how to stop that? It's killing me. This is killing me. Stop that light, man. Oh my god.
Listen,
wow.
It's reality, man.
Sounds like they're tripping.
Edina, turn
they are,
off
yeah.
that light.
Yes, please.
My man with the fedora.
Can you believe? Do you feel any empathy for her now?
Now I don't. But before I did.
See, that I did too. I thought, that's a shame she got stabbed. Now I'm like, I totally get it. I totally get it. I wonder if in Washington Heights we have our reporter on the scene there, and maybe he's trying to get some reaction to the verdict. Let's go to our Washington Heights reporter there. Mike Figgs in Washington Heights. Okay. Apparently some problems with the feed there or something.
I don't know if the audio is going
okay. Let's just come back to the studio then. We'll check back with Mike I guess later. Yeah, let's just go back to the. Okay. Sorry, wait. So I still do a lot of on the scene reporting, I suppose. That's Morgan Freeman and his granddaughter slash side piece, is what it turns out. Because maybe you don't know, but this. he's been accused of fucking his granddaughter.
Have they been knocking the boots, as it were?
They've been getting busy.
That's right.
Living.
Yeah.
Till she got busy dying.
Hey.
That ended it.
That's right.
I have a theory about all this. I think that the liberal media takes it easy on him because he sends all the right messages out. That's my theory.
I also think he's a good vessel, still current in a wide demographic of people. Kids know him from the Penguin guy. He's the Penguin movie guy.
They cannot get... Oh, we yeah. Penguins are marching in the snow.
Older people like us, men of our age.
Yes, men of experience.
Andy Dufresne was one of the greatest men I'd ever met.
Sometimes he would get away. Yeah. Sometimes he wouldn't.
Even older people, like my grandfather from Lean On Me. Now, boy, get that crack out in your mouth. You might as well jump off this building right now, boy.
Yeah. Right. You need him as a liberal voice.
Yeah. He spans the whole thing.
He can't pull this fucking Kanye shit.
No. Then he'll be a granddaughter fucker.
If Conway West is saying it, I think it's okay for him to say
it. It's Kanye, actually.
That granddaughter of Morgan Freeman was troubled by grandpa feelings. This is a story from the New York Daily News. Troubled with grandpa, hinted at grandpa feelings to the alleged killer. This story came out a while back. They don't say a lot, but you know what? The attorney in this case, Davenport's attorney, he flat out said, yeah, Morgan Freeman was fucking. It's a step granddaughter, by the way.
So let's say he made that up. If he made that up, how would that help the defense? Was there a motive to saying that?
Because like that chick was fucking her grandpa.
She's nuts.
Fuck her. I mean, really, that's what he's trying to say.
Right.
Isn't it? It's like,
you don't want a grandpa fucker dead?
Yeah.
You did the world a favor.
You want a grandpa fucker out of the picture, you know? It was a July 3rd text, 2015. She texted her ex-boyfriend and alleged kill. Now, first of all, we know this is a woman who will hold the light on you longer than you want. All she had to do was walk away. He's like, please get that fucking light off me. And she doesn't move a fucking inch.
No.
This is the one that's caught on tape. Mm. Imagine how much this shit happened.
Yeah.
You ever had a girlfriend like that, Drew?
There should really be like an awareness campaign so people know not to shine lights in people's faces. Like, it happens too often all the time.
How about when somebody's begging you to not do something and you sense their frustration?
Yeah. And you still don't, you know, like, you don't, just don't, know without somebody asking.
Don't do drugs later with them, you know? Yeah. Maybe avoid that. I guess this guy, he was tripping in the morning, Molly in the morning, PCP in the evening.
Yeah. And then, you know, when pizza's on a bagel, you could eat pizza anytime.
Yeah, keep your hot side hot and your cool side cool.
He thought he was going to die. He's, am I to walk in the light?
Am I to walk into it and die?
That's a verse, probably. That's probably to walk upon it.
Yeah. Is my cup to run
yeah,
over?
Yeah, do I walk through the... That's the wrong verse, I guess. But, I don't ask him for advice, Hines wrote. He was calling to ask me, and then dot, dot, dot. I blocked him for myself, not for you, because men who equal grandpa feelings don't need to be in my life at all.
That's right.
Men who equal grandpa feelings.
Mm-hmm.
What other feelings should you have for your grandpa?
That's true.
So what feelings was she talking about? She wasn't talking about just like good, warm Werther's candy, you know, feelings.
Well, it's 2018. You could have grandma feelings for your grandpa, and it's totally interchangeable.
You can?
Yes.
No, they're grandfathered in for the old shit. They don't right. have to make that adjustment.
That's a good point.
Hines wrote the text as she and Davenport chatted about the status of their rocky relationship and whether they would take a break. This is about a month before he killed her. They referenced outside influences, including her relationship with, quote, grandpa. During their chat, Davenport texted to Hines that when it comes to your grandfather, there's a submissive love that will always be there. Submissive to your grandpa. Think about that. Why would you be submissive to your grandpa? Why would your phone not be turned off for sound? During the chat, like I said, when it comes to your grandfather, a submissive love
brings a new meaning to grandfathered in. Hello.
Right in and out and yeah. In and out.
I'm fucking you.
You know that I'm nothing without my little blue pills.
Come here and sit on Grandpa's lap.
Yeah, but come on now, Dina. You used to.
In the penguin community, it's not uncommon for a grandpa to sleep with his granddaughter.
They all look the same. How would he know?
They're all pink on Penguins. The inside.
It's all pink on the inside.
Look at that little sexy tuxedo that she's wearing.
Sticking her little tail feathers up in the air. She has a tail fin. The Doom mother, Doom woman, rather, and Freeman, who's 80, by the way. He raised her, by the way, too. He really took a role in the way she grew up, because she was adopted by his first wife, and then he and his second wife ended up raising her for some reason. That's a fucked up family situation.
Yeah, it is weird.
I'm sure that he's just like, listen, here's the deal. And then the woman's like, okay, fine. So they adopted it was his wife, supposedly. Okay, so here's how it goes. Hines is the granddaughter of Morgan's first wife, Jeanette Adair Bradshaw. Freeman adopted Hines. Adopted Hines' mother, Dina Adair, when he married Jeanette.
Whoa, when he married a different chick?
No, when he married the first wife.
Oh, okay.
When he married the first wife, he adopted Dina's mother.
Oh, okay.
And so he was more, okay, so, and he writes in his affidavit that it was Adair and himself acting as surrogate father who raised the young woman after her parents divorced when she was just three. So that's what that is.
So you get the whole
adopted
package.
Hines, Dina, yeah. When he married Jeanette. So I guess Jeanette was her daughter from a previous deal. Mm-hmm. And then he adopted her when he got married to her mother. And then that woman had a kid, and that was the one that just got killed.
Gotcha.
And they were living in an apartment, Davenport and Dina, that was paid for by Morgan Freeman. That's why he's so understanding about all those grandpa feelings.
Mm.
Like, look, I know that you got to fuck your grandpa.
Yeah.
I've accepted that.
I got that Freeman money, yo.
Yeah, I got that Walk of the Penguins cash. In Marin County. Going across country now, a rape suspect told a judge Thursday that he would not have committed such a crime because I'm a good-looking guy, and the accuser is, I'm a good-looking guy. I want to make sure you have the quotes in the right place. Okay, so quote, I'm a good-looking guy.
End quote.
And the accuser is, quote, 300 pounds, no exaggeration.
End quote.
So that's Izzell Lewis, 26, of San Rafael. He denied the allegations in a separate case where he's charged with exposing himself to an Uber driver and masturbating in front of her. Who hasn't done that? Oh, God. That's your fault for looking into the back seat, you know? You were looking that way. The mirrors are not supposed to make you see my dick.
That's true.
Okay? I charged with exposing himself to an Uber driver.
You get white girl pissed at that?
Yeah. I am. There he is right there. Now, come on now. Does that look like a guy who would rape a 300-pound woman?
No. He looks like he has to fight off 300-pound women.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like 300-pound women are lined up at his door.
That's an Idris Elba-looking ass motherfucker.
I'm going to need you to repeat that.
That's an Idris Elba-looking ass motherfucker.
Okay. Can you explain what that means?
He's a guy that is black and very popular right now.
Idris Elba?
Yeah, he played the gunslinger in Stephen King's remake of the gunslinger movie. And it's a great book. It's supposed to be
Heard of him? You heard of him, Bob Dylan? Idris Elba? Okay. Well, if he's heard of it, then
yeah.
I guess.
We have a picture of him, actually.
Let's see Idris Elba.
We're about to see that Idris.
That guy.
Yeah,
who doesn't
know
Idris Elba? That guy is kind of an Idris Elba-looking motherfucker, but he doesn't have a beard.
That was a
reference worth dropping in. I'm glad we explored it.
We did, thoroughly. Ad nauseum.
This guy is a competitive boxer and fitness trainer, so, you know, if he wants to fuck a 300-pound woman, what the fuck is she going to do about her? Hey, nice and close up. Look at that. I feel like I'm getting raped by him now. Let's get out. Get that Idris Elba-looking motherfucker off the screen.
He's pulsing.
Could I have done this? No. Ask yourself. Please ask yourself in this trial, could I, would I have fucked some 300-pound bitch?
Should I?
Now, my defense is that the victim, accuser, is fat. Case closed. Case closed.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry, if the Yakuza is fat, you must acquit.
Yeah. Yeah.
If
should give her a glove to slip on. Any glove.
You must acquit if she is fat.
If she's fat, you must acquit.
Acquit.
He's. I mean, like,
if she can't fit into her pants, assume my innocence.
That is great. Yes.
Now, I don't see why not. I mean, like, I think she's trying to dress herself up with this little accusation.
Right.
Trying to build herself up a little bit.
You know, I knew a girl.
I was raped by this guy.
There was a rumor that this chick, she was like, she keeps telling people that she had sex with you. I think I might have seen her at a party once, this chick.
Why would she say that about you, though? You're not this guy.
Know. Maybe to...
I mean, are you that good looking? Are you an Idris Elba looking motherfucker?
Yeah.
Shit.
I just bought a new cologne. I smell like Idris.
Well, that's the big thing.
Yeah.
It's called. He smells like a rapist.
Armani Idris.
This guy, competitive boxer, pretty much can rape whatever woman he wants, right?
That's right.
There's not much he can do about it.
He has his force of the litter.
Well, Andrew Sweet is the judge. He consented reluctantly to let him being his own lawyer. This guy is serving as his own attorney.
Oh, wow.
He didn't say this as the defendant. He says this as his own attorney. So that's his defense, you understand?
Wow.
I'm going to mount the defense just like I mounted this fat bitch in her story, but it's not true. Okay? And they let him do it. And the judge said, it's a terrible idea. This is a terrible idea. Earlier, the judge had to eject two of Lewis's supporters from court for being disorderly in the audience, because they were urging Lewis to accept legal representation.
Wow.
They got so excited about it, they had to throw them the fuck out of court.
Damn.
They're like, come on, don't do this! Like, really, you can't influence the trial here.
Yeah.
It's a cheering section.
It's not a scary movie. Yo, she right behind you!
He said he gonna represent himself!
Object! Object! Oh, man.
Yeah.
He prepared him. Now, he had an attorney. They assigned him an attorney who had prepared a motion to dismiss the rape case. He had subpoenaed about half a dozen witnesses, including the trial prosecutor and a prosecution investigator, a Central Marin police detective, a private detective, and some defense attorneys who had worked with Lewis before. Cofino said the public defender, said the alleged rape victim initially told police the crime occurred on July 27th, but later said it happened on July 13th.
Hmm.
She was 2 weeks off.
Right.
Cofino alleged the prosecution failed to report the discrepancy to the defense before the exculpatory Snapchat messages. Exculpatory. Snapchat messages. Exculpatory.
Exculpatory.
That means it would have cleared him. And surveillance videos got purged. So
Damn.
They told. So he said, like, it was at this date, but it was really earlier. And then once that video is purged, that's when they found out. So they totally fucked him over.
Damn.
The prosecution cannot do that. It's like a Brady violation, I think, have evidence against them or whatever. It's sort of like that, because it's not exactly evidence, but it's like not being able to get evidence.
Yeah, it discredits any evidence so far.
What it does is it's like you know, if they would have been able to have the video, you know, it would have proved he didn't do it.
Right.
So in order to, like, not let him have that, they turned in the request, because the defense had made a request of the prosecution, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were like, we want a... they want this information.
Sure.
But the prosecution applied for a search warrant to obtain that stuff for the wrong date.
Hmm.
In an activate, what the Cofino calls an act of extraordinary ineptitude.
Yeah, seriously.
So they were going to drop the fucking case.
Damn.
He's like, fuck this attorney shit. I'll be my own lawyer. Well, how much is it? Free? Fuck you. It was a public defender. How can this guy be that fucking bold?
Damn.
And he's like, I'll fucking just say she fat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's what he did.
Yeah.
Was there a verdict?
No, he's just not yet.
His cockiness knows no bounds.
He was just being arraigned. His bail on the case was set at $100,000. They would have just dropped the case.
Wow.
Released on a $10,000 bond, partly funded by friends. Probably the same friends who got thrown out of the court going like, are you fucking nuts, dude? Fired his attorney. Why would you do that?
I guess we'll fund your shit. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, let's just carry you a little further into this. The Uber masturbation incident allegedly occurred last month in San Rafael. His defense is a little more coherent on that. He goes, I don't even have Uber. And I was someplace else that night babysitting. He said he was babysitting elsewhere that day, does not even have the Uber app on his phone. So Judge Sweet denied Lewis's request to be released on his own recognizance, set bail at $150,000 in that case. So here we go. Yeah, set to return next month for further proceedings. We'll keep you posted on that for sure. Now let's go to Australia. This is a crazy case. And Australia Mental Health Minister Tanya Davies and Health Minister Brad Hazard will be announcing an implementation program for new guidelines on seclusion and physical restraints in North South Wales. Is that what it is? Is it North South Wales? That's not what it is. What's Wales? NSW? Not South. Wales, North South. What am I saying? Why am I saying that?
South by South Wales.
What's NSW?
The concert.
God, I'm sorry. Fucking
bad
tree jizz in my throat.
Bad joke allergy.
I'm choking on tree jizz here.
It's New South Wales.
New South Wales? And yep. I said North South Wales? I blew a tree earlier. The need for reforms was made clear by a startling closed-circuit TV video from Lismore Base Hospital. It shows a 46-year-old woman who had been heavily sedated on psychotropics and locked in a bare room for 5 hours. So she emerges from seclusion naked and wanders the halls of the mental health unit for an hour and a half while nurses and staff completely ignore her.
46-year-old Miriam Merton stumbled around the facility covered in feces.
I forgot to mention that a woman's covered in feces.
Mental health inpatient unit on May 26, 2014, and was locked in a seclusion room for over 5 hours at the facility on June 1, 2014. Merton was left in seclusion, naked, sedated, with only a mattress on the floor, without any food or water, and covered in her own feces.
You ever notice once you start saying it, it gets harder and harder not to finish every sentence with covered in her own feces?
Nurse unlocked the ward, and the woman stumbled around the hospital before collapsing in the corridor, right next to the nurses, who are seen to be paying no attention.
Well, I guess once you've seen one naked 46-year-old woman stumbling around covered in her own feces, you've seen them all. I guess we get the idea there that certainly a tragic situation down there. Wow. Quite a story. Creepy, isn't it? It's really creepy. You know, in general, crazy women, I do know this, are more fun. Do you know this? They're more fun to get naked with. I think this shows that there's definitely an upper limit on that. This woman would be a real handful. She'd be a real fucking handful. Cosby might be into it. Not for me. Can you imagine trying to get that fucking bitch out of a fucking... Try to get her out of your room at the Marriott or something? As she beats her own brains in and dies, now you're a suspect. I got a range of crazy that I can go with. That's out of my range. Maybe in my late 20s I would have done that. Hard to tell, though, because we don't know what she looked like.
Wait, does that matter, really?
What her looks?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Of course.
Really?
Yes.
Like, she, or like any woman could be that hot if you...
No, yeah. She could be screaming batshit, covered in her own feces, crazy, and fuckable, yeah, I think.
I'm going to see if I can find another angle on that, actually.
What, you mean like another camera angle?
Yeah, I'm going to find it.
To get to see it? Okay. I mean, I saw the photos. You can't really tell. I mean, from a photo, you can't. You can't. What?
Yeah.
No fucking way.
Check it out. Yeah, much closer.
Oh, my God. Oh. Wow. that's a great angle. I'm going to go with not fuckable. It's twice tonight we've seen a naked woman that was way too creepy to fuck.
Today, I stopped into a church on 51st Street and Broadway. Yeah, I got down on my knees and sucked the pastor's cock that day.
Wait, what's the matter?
That, we need a palate cleanser really bad.
Got this one.
I knew it when we both started to dance. He had Jackie the Pinga, he had Jackie the, he had Jackie the Pinga in his pants. So I took off my brassiere, right? I said, them head girls, you want to bust in the mouth?
You're backing away slowly down the hall. There's a woman singing in there. And well, how about that? We have video of a pit bull chomping down on a woman's foot.
Hey, move!
In the subway. Can we watch?
Babe, move!
Chomp. Chomp, chomp, chomp.
It's a chomparoo.
Green giant. You know, it's relevant. A dog's sense of smell is generally considered to be better than that of a human, although recent research suggests not as great of a difference as we had thought. Did you know puppies are born deaf? Mm-hmm. They can't hear until they're 21 days old. So every time you've held a puppy, brought it close to your face, and screamed at it, waste of time. If you don't believe me, try a scientific experiment. Take a puppy who's 20 days old, fire a gun next to his head, then try it again the next day. The difference should be pronounced. The part of a dog's brain that analyzes smells is 40 times larger than that of a human, which is why you never hear a dog say, What's that smell? The sense of smell, it turns out, strongly related to memory. I don't know if you know that. The olfactory sense, supposedly the most evocative of all the senses. That explains why every time I walk into an elementary school, I get an erection. Now, coprophagia will be discussed on New York City Crime Report on the podcast. We're not going to talk about it here. It is a rather extensive conversation, coprophagia. And one that does bear going into. Look at that dog right there. That's a pit bull. No, is it? Is that a? That's a pit bull. Sort.
That's
yeah.
A healthy young man.
A healthy young man. There's some scary dogs. You know, you ever seen that Caballo?
Caballo. Oh, Caballo. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Coprophagia. Fascinating. So we have videos here, right? We have a series of videos to look at. Shocking video that we like to look at near the end of the show. Why don't we have a look? What's going on? Is there something? Did I fuck up? Are we supposed to look at something else?
He's just pulling it up. Did we ever get
You know, I get paid to do this.
Did we ever get connected to Woodside?
Oh, you mean to Washington Heights?
Yeah.
No, we did not. We need to. Yeah, that's a great idea. While we're waiting here, let's cut over to. Let's see if we have Mike Figgs now over in Washington Heights to get a reaction from. Mike, can you hear me? Mike Figgs. Can Mike hear me? Okay, let's just come back to studio. That's, woof, not working out. Not working out. Well, we're going to finally hear what Mike Figgs sounds like, you know? I mean, he's always doing a character when he's on the show. He does do that Mario stuff. He's, of course, everybody's favorite.
Figgy the Kid?
Detective Dakota.
Ah, yes.
Detective Dakota.
Dakota. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Pete.
Pete.
I can't do it, Pete.
Pitt, I gotta blow my brains out, Pitt.
On the Crime Report Live, the West Side Comedy, he fucking had me dying with
West Side Comedy Club.
The
what
Gay
a show.
Rock. It was the Gay Rock, and it was
Gay Rock.
Gay Rock. Finally, The Rock is gay or something. And then it was like Gay Trump, where it was like, I can suck the best dick. Okay, frankly, it was a little insulting, but it was a spot on impression.
Yeah. of Gay Trump.
Yes.
You know, who else was the, you know, somebody did that. If Trump was in prison, then they would, then he'd be like the best. I am the best in prison. And then he starts talking about how he sucks dick.
I don't remember that.
Matt, no, it wasn't that. That this isn't a guy I use. It's some guy named, you know, his name's Brian Inc.
He's got a whole incorporation.
That's what I thought. Your name's Brian Incorporated? No. He's just Inc.
But, he just likes pens.
He has a tattoo shop.
Right. Brian Inc. Anyway, yeah. So he had that joke, but it wasn't the same. It wasn't quite the same. I'm sure Figs' version was very, very good.
Right. Well, we do have a... from videos, here's the crime map behind you.
Oh, great. Can we go to full screen on the crime map so I can have a look at some of the... What's going on?
We can do that.
All right. Damn. So, yeah, we have... you know what? We need to go to Alaska is what we need to do.
Eventually
to go to that story.
Oh, there's an Alaska story?
There is. Well, yeah, there's an Alaska story. This has to do with a guy who was forced to fuck a guy as a, you know, a payback for, you know, instead of beating him up or killing him, they're not going to, take a baseball bat to his knees. Mm. Takes a cock to his asshole.
Oh, okay. It's a more progressive way for the mob.
Progressive, right. Use gayness as a punishment.
Right.
Gay sex is punishment. That's fucking terrifying. That's some Alaska shit. An Alaska woman ordered a man to rape another man who owed her money, contract sexual assault, or recoup money from a drug debt. Julia Hayworth, she's 30, of St. Michael. Already, she's 30, and she's already got this position where she can order a fucking gay rape.
Yeah, man. Glass ceiling my ass.
Yeah.
Literally, my
equal
ass.
Equal pay? How about equal payback? Sexual assault to recoup. Now, of St. Michael, I don't know where that is in Alaska. Now, I know Alaska well, but that doesn't ring a bell. She told an acquaintance, Austin Mathias, to carry out the April 2017 sexual assault in exchange for a bottle. A bottle.
Wow. By the way,
that guy likes booze.
Yeah.
I'd fuck a guy for Wild Uncle.
What would you do for a Wild Uncle? Take a dick in the ass. When she orders a guy to get raped, the guy can only put it 70% in, though. That's what I heard.
Oh, okay.
There's that barrier there.
And then she gets the VIG?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
The pay gap.
Oh, the pay gap. Yeah. Oh, I see. She gets... Five pumps on the dollar. Never heard of a case like this before. Nome Assistant District Attorney Tom Jamgochian told the newspaper, "It is unique." Well, it certainly is. Thank God for that. Let's hope it remains that way. I don't owe anybody any money, but damn. If I did, I'd be like, whatever you do, don't get your fucking henchmen to rape me. Witness told an Alaska state trooper that he watched the sexual assault in the victim's residence. It's in the victim's residence. In my home!
In my ass!
Where my fecal matter comes out! Where my farts make funny sounds.
Well, I hope you all enjoy the anal, so enjoy.
Enjoy. Small a piece. The witness said, Hayworth told Matthias, Austin, I'm going to need you to rape the man. I'm going to... That's why that came out. Austin, I'm going to need you to rape this gentleman. Do you got that $15,000 you owe me? Well, that's what the terrifying fucking loan shark.
It's deliverance.
Deliverance. Yeah. I'm going to need you to rape. Austin, I'm going to need you to rape this man.
Yeah.
Huh. That's like, oh, suddenly he got the money. Suddenly he got it. Victim owed Hayworth $15,000. Matthias, also St. Michael, village of 400 people. Sale of alcohol and import of alcohol is banned. That's the problem. You ban booze, bad shit starts to happen.
Yep.
Then replied to her request with a, sure. That's what he said. Sure. I guess. I get a bottle? All right.
Yeah.
Wonder what a bottle goes for up there. Hmm. We need to go into the booze business right up there in St. Michael.
supply and demand. When the supply of alcohol goes down, the demand for buttholes go up.
It's a weird economy they got up there.
They don't call it bootlegging. They call it boot-dicking.
Butt-legging.
Butt-fucky Thompson.
Hey, butt-fucky, I'm going to need you. He awoke in severe pain. He had extensive injuries. The man said the last thing he remembers, this is the witness, was being punched in the face. He awoke with severe pain. He ain't the only one that awoke with severe pain, I bet.
That's right.
He had a broken nose. This guy had some fissures in his butt, I bet you. I bet you had fissures in his butt after this.
I think he did, yeah.
Prosecutor said in court documents it's possible Mathias also owed Hayworth money. As his ex-wife sent Hayworth a check for $1,000 at his request, seemingly believing it would cover a past drug debt. And then he still had to rape that dude. Hayworth told the victim's girlfriend he owed her at least $17,000, possibly up to $27,000. How many times are they going to rape him?
That's where the good raping.
Yeah. Rape him. Now go rape yourself. So the rapist himself owed $27,000. The other guy he fucked, $15,000.
Well, maybe that was his punishment. You're going to have to fuck a dude, and I have just the right punishment for this other guy who owes money, too. He's going to be the guy that you got to butt rape.
See, you got to rape him, and now... But you owe me money, too. Now you rape him.
Yeah.
They should just team up and rape her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do we have a picture of her? This is like the strongest female character of all time.
Yeah. It's fucking...
I imagine she looks like Kathy Bates.
I thought she would look like Patricia Arquette.
Really?
Yeah, but now.
But you have a very romanticized... Oh, okay. Yeah. She looks a lot worse now?
Dude, she looks like she's a bruiser.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Can we...
You're the fucking computer guy.
Peter's on it.
Oh,
he's not actually.
Peter Gozinia on sound.
That is ferociously Googling Patricia Arquette.
I thought you. Well, why aren't you doing it?
You're the tech fucker.
We got all our computers used up.
Oh, really? On what?
We got videos and pictures coming.
Videos that simulate the.
What's going on? Videos that simulate.
The raping.
JK. Oh, you got a crime report simulation?
No, I wish. But the
we're in overtime already. What are we doing here now?
Crime Report Simulator will be back next week to chat with other crimes and talk to you and give you information.
It's nice of you to make an appearance, Crime Report Simulator.
Richard,
even when you're not.
Richard Linklater.
Yes.
Or is it Art Linklater?
Art Linklater.
Yeah.
My idol in comedy, Art Linklater.
We have Patricia.
Let's look at her.
And Patrish.
She's not that bad.
Dude.
What are you talking about? What's wrong with her? She's just a little older.
She's bruising, bro.
Bruising, bro. I don't like the way they've switched this now. It's like view saved. You can't just like click on the, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
look at that.
Yeah.
Her teeth have never been good, first of all. They've always been weird looking like that. It was a little sexier when she was younger because it... But you know what? You never would want a jagged tooth, you know, person like that to blow you, of course.
Yeah, or rape. You don't want to hear rape that guy coming through those teeth.
No, that's certainly even worse, yes. All right, well, now, let's please.
Yes.
We'll have the story about Australia, that crazy shit, another time. By the way, that woman died, that fucking whatever, but we know that. So let's look at some videos now.
This one hails from Jackson, Mississippi.
Jackson, Mississippi, a.k.a. slop jar to the truckers.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You know what a slop jar is?
No.
You know what a slop jar is?
It's like
a bedpan.
Oh, I thought it was my Indian neighbor.
Slop jar.
I'm slop jar.
Why do you ask, two dogs fucking? Oh, different kind of Indian.
I'm slop jar.
That's a good video you're showing right now.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Now, what's happening here?
Well, a cop pulls over a couple of guys in an SUV. Things escalate from, why'd you pull me over, to, I'm going to get my gun from the car and shoot at you pretty quick.
Oh, so, yeah, this is why cops are always on the defense when they pull people over. Law enforcement is right 100% of the time.
But thankfully, the cop came away unscathed, and unfortunately, only one of the men died. Funny enough, the dope who got the gun from the car and shot at the cop is the one that lived.
What is going on right there? This is, like, odd.
Whoa, that's...
The one who got the gun out is the one who lived?
Yeah.
And the one who didn't is the one who died.
Right.
So the guy has the gun right now?
I don't know.
Is he struggling for the gun?
I think that right now the cop's trying to get his gun out.
This is like a bad situation. You can see this is
That's him getting gun.
Why would anybody fight a cop? Like, how's that ever going to end well? Who gets away with it?
Superior force is coming in.
That is a gun.
Wow. How about what a shot.
That's an awful shot.
He took him down, though.
The cop ran to the back of the car. He's in the back of the car now. He's got his gun drawn. There's the took us out.
Now he just now got the gun. What's going on, dude?
And I think, what's it called? Now he's
mic for him.
He fired at the guy.
No, please.
Bullets have been thrown. Oh. And there it is. Guy in the white got shot. All right.
Interesting video. Let's go on. That's fighting with the cop. Like you said, I always wonder what's the impulse behind that. You know, I mean, like, are you that desperate? Is this going to be that bad? Yeah, you're not going
to
get away.
Did I not teach that in the school they probably didn't go to? The cops are probably just going to shoot you or something.
Like, you know, if they want to teach some practical information, that would be like, first of all, don't resist arrest. Right. And that's much more important than the pledge. That should be part of the pledge. I pledge allegiance to not, resist arrest. And to live another day. Right. Let me know when we're all set.
Yeah, ready.
We have a guest, huh? Go. All right. Anthony Sennhauser here. Creepy Corner.
Hey, I'm not in the car.
Watching, he's here in the studio.
We're live now watching Anthony Sennhauser. He just killed his whole family.
Is this a high-speed chase? In a neighborhood that does not accommodate high-speed chases. Hairpin turns, lower middle-class homes, pear trees, and a wet ground, a mildly wet road. That is all a recipe for skidding, hydroplaning. Well, that's not wet enough to hydroplane.
This is going to end in a cul-de-sac situation.
So, now, who is in the very lead? It looks to be that truck up there, right?
Yeah, that...
A couple of cops chasing him.
That guy is... this chick's ex-boyfriend wanted to kill the new boyfriend, but he's now in the new boyfriend's car because he was shooting at him.
So he's in the new boyfriend's car.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, no.
Oh, shit.
The guy in the silver sedan right there.
Contact.
Okay. The guy in the silver sedan is chasing the new boyfriend in the black pickup truck.
And the cops are chasing both of them.
Yeah.
So new boyfriend up front, old boyfriend in the back. Everybody's in their own and they want to take them off.
That's nuts.
Cop spins off. Still going. Man, he really must be pissed at that fucking guy. They're shooting.
Oh, shit.
That was shooting, wasn't it? Or was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he was firing shots.
He's firing at the guy.
He wants to kill the new boyfriend.
He did not manage to stay on his trail. Nuwu.
It's brought to you by Nuwu, yeah.
This is brought to you by Nuwu. Nuwu. Better than the old Woo.
It's brought to you by Uber.
Yeah. This guy, but look, if you're the new boyfriend, that's a tough position to be in because you're the one who cannot walk away, really, right?
There he is.
I mean, you can, but you can't. Like, look at that. Wow, there was the bump. The cop's like, hey, hold on. I assume this is not another criminal with a dash cam. Just a bystander. This is Nuwu following them.
It's another Nuwu, yeah.
Yes.
This is brand Nuwu, by the way.
Don't buy a Nuwu.
Meet the Nuwu, same as the old Nuwu. Let's go to the next video.
That was beautiful. Good for him.
Anthony, how you doing, man?
Good, buddy, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want to leave you hanging, but I don't want to do a whole full turnaround either.
I got you.
In here, my cowboy hat. I don't want to turn around much. Now, more videos, please. Get this thing on the road. Get this show on the road, for God's sake.
I didn't see moseying.
I'm glad you responded to me being the only one up here. Trying to run a damn show. I had a guest. Al Martin was supposed to be here. Couldn't make it. He had a big meal.
Didn't make it up the steps.
He had a Mother's Day meal. No, it's an elevator here. But it was an eating thing. He didn't feel good. He felt crappy. Yeah, here we go.
Sorry to hear
hotel.
That.
Hotel. Looks like they're in a hotel.
Yeah, this hails from
I'm
Tulsa.
The country when you do your voice. I'll do mine.
This comes from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Tulsa.
Cops approach a car in the parking lot of a seedy motel known for truck trafficking. Hot sheets. One of them notices the passenger's holding a gun in his lap. It's pointed right at the cop. He did not make it out of the car alive. What do you got? Dead, he did.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Wait in 236. Hold traffic. Shots fired.
I didn't see a black guy in that truck.
Doesn't matter.
Get on the ground.
It's just,
you can't wait and give everybody, go to Ancestry.com and find out how black they are, you know.
Hey, you say,
probably a Native American.
Yeah. Say he's an ask questions last kind of guy.
How about that? That was quite a shooting. I love to see the cops involved in activity that doesn't involve them getting killed, but involves them enforcing the law, which is what they've done.
And another smart guy who saw a cop rolling up and said, let me get my gun. How this is going to end great.
Yeah. Cops are coming. Yeah, you want your ID? No, my gun. Hand me my gun. Forget the registration.
This one comes from...
Show his crime report, by the way.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
You good? I got it.
Uh-oh.
All the kids into the room.
Cops respond to an armed man holding a gun to a pregnant woman, telling him that he's going to shoot her. She drops down, and the cops drop him. However, he survives. My favorite part is the cops asking him, where's the gun? He says, I dropped it when you shot me. The pregnant woman was unharmed.
The pregnant woman was unarmed.
Right.
Let it go! Let it go!
Oh, shit.
Put the pregnant woman between you.
Using her as a hostage.
Drop the gun!
Or hostages, wherever you fall in that whole heartbeat situation.
Yeah, exactly. How far along in the pregnancy is she? Is this one hostage or two hostages?
Get out of the way! Get out of the way!
She fucking played that smart, didn't she?
Yeah, she
did. Drop the gun! Drop the gun!
I dropped
it in
the air. Let me see your hand!
Hey, Corps, stop! Hey, Corps, start medic. We got one suspect shot off. There's a 10-4.
You know, shoot me once. Shame on you.
Shoot me 12 times.
Shoot me 12 times.
Who cares about shame at this point?
Hey, hey! Watch the blood, Crush.
Oh, shit, he's done.
Watch the blood, Crush.
Don't get him.
Where's the gun, sir?
Where's the gun?
Did you throw it or did you drop it?
Is it on the other side?
Yeah, it might be. Yeah, I got a flashlight on you. I got a flashlight on you.
That was really smart to ask him, though.
Yeah.
So, because if then if they don't find it, he's like, I dropped it when you shot me.
Yeah.
They know he had a gun.
I did.
Right. Wow, good point.
You should dub that into every fucking...
Yeah.
See him here.
I dropped it when I shot him. And...
I had a gun. Yeah. Just a different voice. All right, let's. We have more videos, I know. Let's have a look. How you been doing, Anthony? How's things,
man,
over at Creepy Corner?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Creepy as ever.
Fantastic. Yeah, a lot of poop, a lot of sex.
Where can people watch that?
Watch on Twitter. We do Twitter? Live every other Tuesday. We're going to do it next Tuesday.
Live on Twitter. Y'all ain't been kicked off Twitter for doing that show?
Twitter loves us.
You kidding.
Big Twitter. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
Up to hell. That's something.
It's getting stronger. We're getting our numbers going. Thanks to you guys.
Numbers going. Thanks to us.
Umiia Network.
Umiia.
Umiia.
Umiia, motherfucker.
We're going to have you on again in June, I hope.
Oh, I'd love to be on in June.
Yeah, you have carte blanche, so whatever. You can just stop in with that hat.
Don't tell everybody about my condition now.
Oh.
I do have a mild case of carte blanche, mild to moderate. Yeah.
All right. This hails
another
from...
Another one.
Where is it from? Oh, I'm sorry about the accent.
New York.
You're man... nice there, Katsu.
Monkey yeah. See, monkey do.
A man
monkey
tells daughter...
Katsu.
Copy Katsu, yes.
Yeah.
Man tells daughter he hopes to commit suicide by cop and gets his wish.
Gets his witch.
Yes.
His wish.
Sandwich.
Witch
look
is.
At that big sky out there. Where is this? Oklahoma?
This
again?
Is Pasadena,
California?
Texas.
Pasadena, Texas. Yeah, yep. Deep in the heart. The big sky of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
The yellow rose from Tyler, Texas. Earl Campbell.
Yeah, the
greatest
Texas
running
rose.
Back of all time for my money. We'll have to look at some highlights of Earl Campbell in the very near future. I kind of got Dave McDonald to watch my wrestling special, which is the last time Al Martin was on. And,
yeah.
Okay, so he wants suicide by cop? Well, guess what?
Come on out, white boy.
He drove for six blocks.
Six blocks.
Yeah.
A six-block slow-speed car chase.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Oh!
Fuck, that guy, that's the way to do it, isn't it?
I told you, honey.
He's good. He's good. Look at him. Pirouette.
Hey, that's like the old Fonz right there with the black t-shirt.
Hey.
Watch the shirt. Cunningham. This guy is like...
He told his
He's
daughter.
Like, I'm going to... He thought he was running away just then. He's walking away. He thought he was in a full sprint.
This is a bad idea.
Guy, this is a comical fucking shooting. I'm sorry. Not all police shootings are comical. This one, I have to say, it fits the bill.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't care how depressed you are. Why are you putting this on somebody else? You know what I mean? Yeah. Why should I have to deal with your depression or whatever?
That's a good shot, too.
I get down. He's like, fucking, look, oh, draws on him. There you go. He had a gun.
Told his daughter, I hope to commit suicide by cop. And the guy Marco Antonio Saavedra had a history of violence and once told his daughter he hoped to do suicide by cop.
He once told her that, not recently, though.
I don't think right before it, no. Once told.
But that's that that's nothing but suicide. But what was he being followed for? Do we know that?
He blew a stop sign.
Oh, fuck. That's a vice. That's obviously, that's, you know, was it consensual at least?
Oh, no, no. He drove past the stop sign.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Filleted it. Well. Yes.
Good catch, guys.
It made it sound like he blew a damn stop sign.
I got it.
Definitely not consensual. It was a stop sign.
Yeah. It says Pasadena. I think that's California, no?
If he blew a green light, that'd be different.
If he was yield, he could wait for a second and then blow it. Yeah.
Yellow light, blow with caution.
He was going to blow it, but it smelled bad.
It's a big, stinky, hooked stop sign.
Well, it's nice when somebody achieves their goals, though.
Right. You know what I mean? That's what, you did it. You did it, sir.
You have long-term goals, sir? Yeah. Yes, one day I'd like to have suicide by cop. And he did it. And just everything kind of worked together.
Part of my 10-year plan.
Couldn't cross it off the bucket list because he was dead.
Couldn't blow that stop sign because it's on my suck it list.
Suck it list. I love that.
Any more videos?
Yeah. This one hails from... where?
You're the new Bob Saget.
This all is from Sykesville, Maryland.
We saved all the videos for the end. This is America. This is
definitely you.
This is Indiana. A truck spills $600,000. A truck spills $600,000 onto a highway. People steal the shit out of it.
Nice.
Oh, a truck spilled $600,000. This is cash money.
An armored truck, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Look at all this cash. World star.
Why are you filming this and not grabbing that?
Pick
grabbing
up
some
that
notes.
Cash.
Yeah,
this,
do it.
This is a test.
It's a white trick.
Yeah.
It's like spilling a bunch of cheese in front of the mice.
Right.
Spilling a bunch of, you know,
worms and
weed
water.
Cookies in front of Big A.
How is there any money? How is there any money left on the ground?
I don't get it. Get out there with your vacuum cleaner.
This is like when the pinata drops, you know what I mean?
I mean, take.
You got a leaf blower, you know? I mean, let's.
Actually, this could be real smart. She's filming it, and she's like, look, I didn't take no money. But, you know.
But then she starts taking money.
Yeah, and she's like, look,
you think they might figure
taking...
that out?
Yeah.
Look, I am not committing this very easy to commit crime.
Yeah.
Okay, enough.
So.
She's got a kid behind her picking it all up, putting it in a bag.
Mm hmm.
That's a lot of maternity pants, that money could buy.
Yeah, that money. Buy a lot of, you know, what do you call it? Whatever, fill in your blank fucking stereotype. Let's look at the next video, I guess.
This one's pretty funny.
Is it pretty graphic? I hope it's graphic.
I don't know why it has a warning in front of it. It's a crazy groundhog.
Is that a head on the ground?
I hope that's a head.
It's a groundhog.
Oh, what a bummer. He's going to shoot the shit out of that, isn't he?
Quote, a groundhog was walking in the roadway, causing vehicles to stop and creating a hazard,
you've got to do is get a running start and fucking kick it from the 40-yard line here, you know? I mean, like, that's...
This cop is just, he's confronted with his biggest fear.
Move it along
groundhogs.
Now.
Why did it have to be groundhogs?
No. This
traffic has
happening.
Stopped for this goddamn groundhog.
Yeah.
This seems a little unreasonable.
Shoot the motherfucker.
Take him out. He's resisting.
Five-year-old watching?
A protest
due to the way that Mayor de Blasio handled his cousin, his distant cousin.
I don't know if they care about this out wherever the fuck. Is this in Long Island?
This is Sykesville, Maryland.
All right. Probably unrelated. That groundhog thing with de Blasio happened in 2012.
He wants to get petted.
What?
It looks like
he's almost got him across.
Get him.
Help him get across.
Sir, put your hands up.
Sir, drop your gun, sir.
He's going to shoot him.
Oh, my gosh.
He fucking shot him.
Oh, no.
That's awesome.
After he had crossed, he shot him.
Oh, my God.
Why did the groundhog cross the road? Didn't you see that cop?
Here comes another one.
All that groundhog had on him was a bag of Skittles.
Oh, my God.
Do it again. Headshot.
Oh,
I felt threatened, and I had to save my own life.
Suicide by cop by the groundhog.
Yeah, I think I got the links.
Take that.
You know it is being a groundhog. It's very depressing. Day after day, the same thing.
Take that, you black bastard.
Oh, wow. Okay. Are there any more videos? Any more? Come on, get him up.
This one is from
Australia, clearly.
No, it's Huntsville, Alabama.
What?
Kangaroo. Oh!
Holy shit!
Yeah.
That is a crime here. That's a crime in Alabama.
This kangaroo has a history of violence, attacks child, and bites her ear.
History of violence.
Yep.
That's why he's locked up. That. Oh, shit.
The girl clearly puts up her dukes, though, beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is something else. Like, kangaroos are not good people. They are just not good people. They will do this. Look at that. Man, that kid was mocking the kangaroo, clearly. Yeah. And I think you learned something about mocking kangaroos there, didn't you, little girl? Not as easy as it looks.
I like how the parents just let her so close to the thing. Like, was the lion's cage, like, too far away?
Oh, they don't care. Yeah.
Hang out with the tigers a little bit?
Like, well, there's no way she'll fall into this kangaroo enclosure. She'd have to leap it. And then, you know, it's really, enclosure would be putting it a little bit, you know, that's using the term loosely. I don't know if they were enclosed.
Yeah, that was.
See those
fence.
Little hands, those little fists. Those things. Yeah. Kangaroos are so goddamn strong. There's a video. You should Google, put it into YouTube. Kangaroo outside window. Go to kangaroo outside window.
All right, cool.
Since we're talking kangaroos, Australia shit.
In the meantime, we got another video. Let's while we're looking that up.
Kangaroos are very. What the hell is okay?
Is that a kangaroo?
What? Oh, that's not a kangaroo. That guy knows how to cross the street, doesn't he? That's pretty. Look at him. He was like running sideways, putting a move on the car, trying to juke.
I do believe he's wearing American flag pants.
Oh, I feel like we need some Frogger music for that video.
He's a patriot.
He's like, oh, he's still running along. He's like, what's a, whoa? Did he fall? Did he stumble? Did he? He's under the shade now. Try and find him in there, please.
What he does is he stole a tractor trailer full of beer, wearing nothing but American flag shorts, lives the dream.
Eastbound and dream. Down, motherfucker. Yeah,
Santa Rosa, California.
He's got to get to Atlanta from Texarkana on foot.
That's American.
That's a man act, yeah.
Right, and we got
kidnapping, across the state lines.
They said I couldn't do it.
Shut up, Junior.
Let me get a tractor full of beer and American flag shorts and Dr. Pepper to go. I'm in a goddamn hurry.
Make it fast. I'm in a goddamn hurry. Yeah. Nice lady. Nice ass.
Honey, where's my America pants?
Yeah, no, this is like the creepiest fucking thing. Kangaroo outside window.
Look at those nails.
Look at those claws. Whoa. Yeah.
He's like, that's what he's saying. Look at these claws.
look
at that chest.
Yeah, he's
jacked.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Oi.
He has some fucking pecs.
Look at that guy. He's like, I want the fuck in your house. And I will, you're not going to be happy with what I do. Look at him.
Yeah, come on. Happy about what I do.
He jumps up, kicks with both legs. I can do that with that. That to me.
Wait.
Can you imagine you're in Australia? That shit happens to everywhere in Australia. Every day.
Do you want to see some kangaroo man gets revenge on kangaroo? If you skip forward.
Oh, yeah, we saw that.
Yeah, it's just always good to watch. I mean,
man gets revenge on kangaroo. We only have six more minutes. I assume it's going to be a 90-minute show. Going forward.
Still, we're done.
Still, we're done.
Yeah. Can you find the part, Peter, where...
And the fact that they're on their hind legs all the time. Like, they're just a person.
It's so creepy, man.
Yeah.
I do have a deal, though. If we go to Australia...
Look at this guy.
Mandy Statton... Mandy Statmiller will... Why are you running now?
Because he took it. He punched him and it didn't faze him. He's like, what, motherfucker?
He punched him in the fucking face.
We got a slow-mo coming up.
Well, yeah.
He was
fucking with his dog there, clearly.
Yeah, he had a dog in there. He was petting the dog.
The dog kind of looks like he's into it, though.
Yeah.
Anthony got a kick out of this video.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah, he clocks him, like cold clocks him. And the kangaroo's like, what?
He's got him in a headlock. He got his dog in a headlock. Nobody gets my dog in a headlock, okay?
Unless this guy's a real pussy.
Nobody gets my dog in a headlock. He looked take a fighting stance. Like, he's like, he's like got footwork and stuff.
As a matter of fact,
kangaroo's like,
now
you're speaking my language. All right.
Oh!
Look at the little hands.
Did he come across with a backhand, too? Like,
that was kind of
he punched him twice? Did that happen?
Once.
Oh, I see. You rewound it. I thought that was still going forward. He looked like he was about to bolt.
Never turn your back on a kangaroo, by the way.
Nope.
Even though that ended out fine.
Most people in the out there in the bush know that. But this guy, he already put a fucking hurt on him.
Yeah.
He connected.
So this is a cop in a t-shirt and plaid shorts responds to a SWAT scene.
Four
looks
minutes.
Ridiculous, but awesome. So a guy was threatening his wife and leading them on a pursuit before being blocked in. Off duty, Houston SWAT officer heard what was going on, showed up wearing what he had on him, a t-shirt and plaid shorts, which he put his tactical vest on top of, making it look ridiculous but kind of awesome.
Hey, 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 hey.
Why would he do
that? Get the fuck on the ground!
Jesus Christ. You know, there's dumb criminals, and then there's, like, next level shit, you know? Like, if I'm going to commit a murder, I want all the cops there with their guns drawn.
Jesus.
I don't commit a murder unless I'm definitely going to get, not a murder, but a stabbing, whatever. He stabs
someone. That was a huge stab.
When you stab somebody, what other intent is there? You know, like, I'm just going to hurt him. I'm just going to scare him with a stab.
It was a stab warning.
That's what you need. Oh, my God. Somebody stab her.
Hey, Leslie Jones is she's what he's going down there.
Oh, right. This is a scene from the new Ghostbusters.
You really wanted to get into her home life.
Yeah.
How come
she... Oh, run. Runs into the cop.
Get the fuck on the ground! Fucking put your hands back!
All right. Is that that?
Where's him wearing the plaid shorts?
Oh, yeah. Want to see somebody in a funny shirt?
Oh, man.
You need to watch the funny shirt report.
He's treating the wound.
He's treating the wound to dinner.
Oh, wait.
What do wounds eat?
All right, so what happened right there? I'm sorry. This is the one is...
It's not the right one. This has nothing to do with plaid shirts.
Yeah, he. You know, the guy had to use a tourniquet to
Does
save the kid's life.
Does this happen on Creepy Corner? Do you have...
Yeah, we always fuck up.
Tech is poor.
No, it's just us. Okay. We're just morons.
2 minutes, motherfucker. I mean, like, whatever you're doing.
Hey, this is where he's Japanese. He's good with stress. Go for it.
Okay. Not don't understand time. You don't understand time.
You have to honor.
Honor
time.
Let me take a bus home.
You see guys taking a balloon around the world for 40 days.
I don't see it happening either.
You want to see a good girl with a gun in Brazil?
Okay. Oh, yeah. We've seen that already, but let's look at it one more time.
All right.
Let's go out on that. That's at least make everybody feel good.
Oh, shit. Take the girl. Take the little girl. Oh, okay.
Take the women. She's like, nope, you're not taking anybody.
Oh, look at that.
Bam.
Pop, pop, pop.
See, we need more guns. Pop, we need more guns. Yeah.
Morgan, well, she is an off-duty cop.
Oh, she is?
Not just a citizen who can shoot this well and this instantly and know exactly how to respond. And also kick that gun away the way she does. That's hot when she goes over there and gets her fucking... That guy looks like, oh, what the fuck did you do that for? I love that reaction from a cop. From a crook. What did you... I mean, I was just pointing a gun at him. I was going to shoot him. There you go.
Shot with my sandals on. That's so Brazilian.
Back to this. Anthony, thank you for coming by.
Thanks for having me, man. Always a pleasure. Oh, yeah.
No viewers till you got here. And then I noticed that there's a real jump on the needle when you come in. Bring it back to me under one shot now. I don't want to have to tell you all this stuff all the time. If I'm looking at that camera, that's the one you want to have on, okay? Now on. Going forward, Drew. You're doing a good job, though. I like having you here. It's like a new beginning. We're going to get Crime Report back on the road doing it right. That's right. We have other shit to talk about. We'll bring it up next week. Thanks, Anthony. Thank you, Bob Dylan,
thanks
for being
thanks
here.
For having
thanks,
me.
Ryan Katsu Rivera. Stop clapping, Bob. And thank you, Peter and Drew. Thanks, Anthony Cumia, for letting us do this show. See you next week, Monday at 7. Live.